Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Lansing. Cameron Ganas filling in for Jack Ebling, sitting alongside of my good friend Justin Kane. And we have joining us now Pat Day, who is is the general manager for the Lansing Lugnuts, but he's nowhere near Lansing right now, from what I understand. Pat, how's the sunshine treating you?
It's better today, Cam. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat. How you doing?
Good. The weather's a little bit better. Don't scoff at me, but it was in the 40s the last 2 days, and it's actually up to the 60s right now.
Yeah,
we got a little cold spell down here in Orlando.
I don't feel bad for you at all.
No, don't.
We had a great flurry. I was able to step outside of my office, which is actually right next to your stadium there, and I couldn't see the Capitol. There was so much snow coming down. I thought that was great. So, and then nothing stuck, barely, I guess, so.
Yeah, I did have short sleeves on today. I'm happy to report that.
Well, tell us, obviously baseball season ended a couple of months ago, and you're nowhere near being done with your job. I'm sure baseball obviously is year-round, as any kind of owner or management is for any kind of business. What kind of stuff are you doing here in the off-season, and why are you in Orlando?
Well, it's interesting. I actually haven't been in Lansing since last Tuesday, which is pretty crazy. I was in Chicago Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for our internal budget meetings. Our fiscal year is coming to an end, and putting the financial stuff together for next year. And then my wife came down Saturday. We spent the day in Chicago, and then I boarded a plane early Sunday morning, came down to Orlando for what they call the baseball meetings, the winter meetings. And I've been here, and what goes on is it's everybody – absolutely everybody in the baseball industry, from all the big league teams to all 160 teams in the minor leagues, general managers, marketing departments, team ownership groups. And yesterday we had our league meeting, which was about 6 hours of the day, just talking about league issues, from umpire scheduling to team schedules to they're working out there's a agreement between Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball, and that got renegotiated, and they're running us through what that deal is so that the team owners can vote on it. And then today I spent a good portion of the day from 9 o'clock until about a half hour ago in what they call the trade show, which is just an enormous trade show of every type of vendor you could imagine, from AstroTurf dealers to, you know, people that you buy bases off to people that sell mini bats, you know, the whole gamut. Computer technology stuff that's just awesome nowadays, scoreboard companies, all that type of stuff. Just walking around, talking to those people.
Is there is the Philly cheesesteak vendors down there in Orlando? That's like my favorite thing in your stadium.
there's some of those. The food vendors are just getting larger and larger and larger. Literally the people that'll sell you the hot dog wrappers, you know. It's so funny. I was walking around with our CFO, and that's what we were laughing about. I mean, literally guys that sell hot dog wrappers are paying for booth space at this thing.
I can tell you, you know, I work many a late nights in downtown Lansing, and I absolutely love the summertime. I actually open the door in the front and the back of the studio because people come by the alleyway and they come out front with their families and go over to baseball games. And I can't make all the games, but I have actually gone to the front gate, bought a ticket to go in the cheap seats, and bought a Philly steak and cheese and a pop and walked back to work because it's just a half a block away. It's that good.
Just call me next time. I'll get you into the gate.
Yeah, that's funny. So if there's 160 minor league teams, the Lansing Lugnuts are just one of those. There's obviously, I'm assuming that's all different levels, single A, triple A, double A. Where does the Lugnuts rank right now in merchandise? I know for many years you guys were kind of number one or near the top with the sales and the, you know, what the Lugnuts brand really is out there. And where does it sit right now? And is this the time where you learn where you guys sit right now?
We learned that, we got the 2010 right now. We got the 2009 fiscal stuff because retail runs all the way till the end of the calendar year. So we'll get the 2010 stuff in February. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because it runs through, but we finished seventh last time.
Hey Pat, Justin here.
Hey Justin.
Hey, I was on my way over here, and I was hearing on the radio that there's actually a booth in the Meridian Mall selling gift cards. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a store actually, Justin, over by Yonkers, where we have all of our retail merchandise. We have a lot of our retail merchandise in there, and what we're selling is six game ticket plans for $60 for the holidays, and that includes a $25 food card. So literally, I mean, it's just an amazing amazing savings. So six baseball games for $60, and then get a food card that you can use at the concession stands.
Now, you guys offered a lot of new programs in 2010 with like the $1, you know, food night. Is that kind of stuff back? Can we expect those things? And can you use the $25 gift card to come in and buy 25 pieces of food for the dollar?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What we're doing, we're expanding on it a little bit, Cam. On Tuesday nights, we're going to be we had just been doing dollar hot dogs, dollar deal day on Tuesdays. Now it's going to be $1 ice cream sandwiches, 12-ounce sodas, and hot dogs. And then on Wednesday nights, we're going to try something new. It's a special night for ladies. Nine innings of pampering, we're branding it as, where we'll be bringing in people to do massages. We're gonna have some local boutiques, shopping boutiques in there. We're gonna have some people doing toes and nails and all that type of stuff. Which the female, I'll be honest with you, the females in my marketing department are coordinating that a little bit closer than I am.
What do you know about pedicures?
I'm not as in touch with the needs. But we are branding it, and we're finalizing what the exact details are going to be. It's going to be severe drink specials for ladies that are drinks that are for ladies.
Well, that's great. On top of the Thirsty Thursdays that you bring all the students in for, that's going to be another great addition. So we got just a couple more seconds here, Pat. Thanks so much for joining us from your vacation, or I should say your work in the winter holidays, and we'll catch you soon.
Vacation.
See you, Pat.
Take care. You guys need anything, just call me, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Take care. Bye.